Shirei Hagada, otherwise known as Siman Kuf Gimel, and it's on page Resh Tes. So again, we're in Siman number 103, and we're on page 209. And this is a section of, or shall we say, an anthology of the Rav's insights into the Hagada. It's hours and hours of work. I'm just going to read the first few pieces, try to summarize them for you, and see if we can have fun with this. The Rambam has dedicated the seventh chapter of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And Rav Soloveitchik is bothered by the language of the Rambam. Why? The Rambam initially writes, Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah L'Saper B'Nisim V'Niflos Shenasu Lavosenu B'Mitzrayim. And then the Rambam says, Tzorech L'Haskil B'Gnus U'L'Sayim B'Shvach Ketzad Maskil U'Misaper, etc. V'Hu She'Yidrosh Arami Ovid Ovi Ad She'Igmar Kol HaParsha V'Kol HaMosif U'Marech B'Drash Parsha Zu Harei Zem Mishubach. And then he writes, "Call me." This is all the Rama. Call me Shalom Omar Shloshu Dvarim Elu bePesach, etc., etc. Dvarim Elu Kulam Nikroim Hagada. Now it's very interesting. At the beginning, the Rambam calls this a mitzvah saseh l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, and then he calls it Hagada. Why does he need these two names? Pasach b'kad b'siyah b'chavis. Why does he start with Yetzias Mitzrayim? And then he finishes with Haggadah. Now, if you take a look at the Mishnayos, you'll find that actually, at least in one Mishnah for sure, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is called Haggadah. And that's the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amid Beis, and it says Ein Okren Es Hashulchan Ela Lifnei Misha Omer Hagada. On the same Daf, the Gemara says Kevan Deboy LeMeimar Hagadata VeHalila, also calling it Hagada. So you find over and over again that even in the Mishnayos and the Gemara itself, we call Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by the name Hagada. So in that sense, the Rambam is just following in the footsteps of Chazal. So let's try to understand, why is it that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should get this other name called Hagada? One name should suffice. We go back to the Mishnah on Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Vidoresh Me'arami Oved Ovi Ad She'Yigmar Kol HaParsha Kula. Or in the language of the Rambam, 7th Perek again, Hu She'Yidrosh Me'arami Ovi Ovi Oved Ovi Ad She'Yigmar Kol HaParsha V'Kol HaMosif U'Marech B'Drash Parsha Zu HaRezim Mishubach. So the Rambam, when he opens up Perek Zayin Milchus Chametz Umatz, he says, Kol HaMarbe B'Dvarim She'iru V'Shahoyu HaRezim Mishubach. Here, the Rambam says that this concept of ribui, hareza mishubach, applies not just with regard to the sipur hadvarim, right, mashairu v'shahayu, but also to drash parshas arami oved. And this is the chiddush of the Rambam, that when we get to drash parshas arami oved ovi, kol amarech, Mosif Umarach Bidrash Parshazu Areza Mishubach. So it means that according to the Rambam, if you want to ask what is the full, perfect, ideal mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it doesn't limit itself to the Sipur Advarim and to describe the different episodes and events that took place in the history of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but even if we want to get to darshaning the parsha of Arami Ovid Avi, we'll call it the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and we take the Torah Shebichsav and we interpret it based on Torah Shebal Peh with the Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Behem, Only then can we say we completed the ideal mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, there's no question that just telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim would be a fulfillment of a mitzvah. But nevertheless, that would not be the complete mitzvah, because that would not form or express a Talmud Torah framework. What do I mean by a Talmud Torah framework? Again, this is my language, not the Rav's. But that the format and the methodology of Talmud Torah is to take Torah Shebichsav and interpret Torah Shebichsav based on the principles of interpretation, the hermetic rules of interpreting, the midos. So you could describe the stories of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, when the Rambam talks about the child, he says, Ketzad hoya hakata, a child, his son was a katan or a tipesh. Omrim lo b'ni kulano ayinu avadim kmo shifchazu kmo eved zeh. Obviously, he's telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's trying to make it graphic and tangible. That's not the format of Torah Shebichsav with Torah Shebaalpeh. But the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has a whole nother element to it. In addition to literally Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim telling the story, there's also a kiyum of Talmud Torah in the classic form of format of Talmud Torah, reading Psukim in Torah Shebichsav, that's the parasha of Aramid Ovid, and then being Mitzarif Torah Shebaalpeh to darshan the parasha with the Midos HaTorah Nidreshes Pem. Only when he achieves that goal, then he has completed this mitzvah as a perfect mitzvah. And I think what we're about to learn is why there are two names for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a second name which we call Haggadah. He says that, I'll give you another proof, he says, that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't exhaust itself in telling the story, but there's another element to Talmud Torah, and that is based on a Tosefta. The Tosefta, the 10th parak of Pesachim, says, Chayev Adam Lasok Behilchos HaPesach Kol HaLayla Afilu beino levein afilu beino levein beino. Maisa Barabi Akiva Uzakenim Shayu Misubim the base baitu shelzonin the lud Hayu Oskim behilchas a pesakola lila Ad Krus Gover Higbiu Milifnehem Vinoadu Veholchula base a medrash. So the whole night, Rabbi Gamliel and his Kenim were analyzing the halachos of Pesach, Kol HaLayla. Says the Rav, obviously we derive an amazing chiddush from this Tosefta. The chelek michovas ha-sipur limud hilchas ha-Pesach. We're beginning to understand that the study of the halachos of Pesach is an integral part of this mitzvah. Chayev Adam. The limud is part of the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a whole new branch, a whole new extension of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says, we begin to understand why there's a piece in the Haggadah, which is based on a Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Keben Shivim Shana V'lo Zachisi Shetiyomer Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. And offhand, we don't understand what that piece is doing in the Haggadah. It's a description of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, not Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the answer is that piece is a continuation of the previous piece that tells us about the Chachamim Shayim Mesubim B'Bnei Brak and their Mesapir B'Sias Mitzrayim Kol HaLayla. And on that night, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to them that all my life I did not have a proof that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim applies not only by day but also at night. Achidarsha ben Zoma. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the Baal Haggadah adds this whole piece in order to teach us that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Mitzvah Sipur, doesn't end with just the telling of the story, but it also extends and includes Lasok v'Hilchas HaPesach, and even the Mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is not relevant particularly to this night, applies the whole year round. Even that is considered part of Inyanei Pesach, and when we learn and study the halachas of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, that gives us the broader kiyum, the extended kiyum of Sipur, which includes Lasok b'Hilchas HaPesach. And he says, if you ask me, where do I find a source for, again, we quoted the Tosefta, but in the Haggadah itself, where do we find an indication that we should be learning Hilchas HaPesach, and that's part of the Mitzvah Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? He says, take a look at the Ben HaChacham. The Haggadah tells us that the answer to the Ben HaChacham is Af Ata Omerlo Ki Hilchas HaPesach Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikomen. And the Gaon adds another word, Ad Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach, means we should be learning with the Ben HaChacham all the halachas of Pesach, from the beginning until the end, Ad, the last Mishnah in Masechta Pesachim, Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman. And this is in Parshas Vayeschanan, the answer that we give to the Ben HaChacham, Ki Yishalcha Bincha Mochar Lemar, Ma Ha'edus V'Chukim V'Mishpatim V'Shatziv Hashem Elokeichem Eschem. What is the son asking about? He's asking about the Eidus, the Chukim, and the Mishpatim. He's asking a question in Hilchas Talmud Torah. He wants to know the Eidus, the Chukim, and the Mishpatim. And what response do we give him? We say to him, "Vayitzevanu Hashem lasos es kol haChukim ha'ela." So we see that we're learning Hilchas Pesach with the Ben HaChacham, and that's an integral part of the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he quotes now the Tosefta, the Mechilta. The Mechilta says that when it says Ma'a Eidus, that's a chiyuv lasok b'Hilchas HaPesach. So we see that halacha, that zeu halacha b'chachamim talmideim, that the chachamim and their students should be learning Hilchas HaPesach. And that's the extended definition or kiyum of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the summary, the bottom line of what we've discussed is that Mitzvah Yitzias Mitzrayim is Kayemes al Yedei Talmud Torah. So not only is there a mitzvah of Sipur Anisim Vaniflos, that's one aspect of Talmud Torah, but also we have to darshan the parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi al Pitor Shbal Peh. We have to learn the halachas of Pesach with our children, with our chachamim, our talmidim. All this is Talmud Torah. And therefore the Rambam adds, to swing back to that original question, Udvarim or Elu Kulam Nikraim Haggadah. Why did the Rambam, again in the footsteps of Chazal, have to emphasize this second name to this mitzvah? It's called Haggadah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, the Haggadah Hainu Talmud Torah. Dichsiv Ko Tomar Lebeis Yaakov Visagid Libnei Yisrael. Right, Ko Tomar, Chazal says, the mitzvah of teaching Torah to the women. And Tagid is the mitzvah of teaching Talmud Torah to the men, to Bnei Yisrael. Tagid Libnei Yisrael. It means that this night is the night of Haggadah, of Tagid Libnei Yisrael. The whole year round is a mitzvah v'shinantum levanecha. But on this night, in the framework of the mitzvah Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim, there's a mitzvah for the father to teach his son on this night. V'gadeto lebincha. And the word Haggadah means Tagid Libnei Yisrael, means Talmud Torah. And this is the second dimension that we spoke about before of the mitzvah Salayla. It's not just Sipur HaNisim VaNiflos to understand and appreciate all the events that took place in the history of Klal Yisrael, but moreover, there's a mitzvah of Haggadah, and Haggadah means Talmud Torah, the Tagid Libnei Yisrael. Therefore, when the Rambam gets to Halacha Hey here in the seventh parak, after he explains all the chiyuvim of the mitzvah of Sipur, and he ends with Drash Parshas Arami Ovid Avi, and he also quotes the memory of Rambam Gamliel, Kol Shlo Omar Shlo Shedvar Ma'elu, all this is Talmud Torah, and therefore the Rambam adds, Udvarim Elu Nikraim Haggadah. Haggadah means Talmud Torah. And we begin to appreciate this broader definition of the mitzvah halayla above and beyond Sipur HaNisim, and the Rambam emphasizes that by calling it Haggadah. And therefore, the Baal Haggadah adds a piece here, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. And how does he introduce this piece? Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenosan Torah Li'amo Yisrael. Why are we making this bracha on the night of Pesach? And the answer is, because the ultimate, ideal, complete mitzvah of Sipur is fulfilled through Talmud Torah. And therefore, just like in the morning we recited Birchas HaTorah, now we need another Birchas HaTorah. Another Birchas HaTorah on this particular Torah that we're obligated in the broader framework of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Again, you could always ask why there's no Shem of Malchus, but the answer is it's part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ubazem miyushav kushas harishonim achronim haitaima in bracha al agadah dememes bracha zu yesh bo kiyum bracha al amiras ha-agadah. Ad kan hakofa aleph. When is the time for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Chazal say on the pasuk bavur zeh, Lo amarti el b'shoa shematza umoror munochim lifanecha. The mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim depends upon the chiyuv of matza umoror. Now we get to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the latest time for achilas haPesach is chatzos. And therefore, as the Baal Yatosos point out more than once, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the latest time for the mitzvah of matzah is chatzos. Rabosai, just on the side, this is the third time in the last hour that we're mentioning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's really interesting. We have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah about the case of removing a tavshil of hatmana from Gizei Tzemer. Then we had Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah about the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Now we have a third member of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When is the latest time for Achilas HaPesach? Ein HaPesach Nechal Elad Chatzos. And the mitzvah of Matzah is only until Chatzos. Would there be a mitzvah, therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after Chatzos? He says the following. This depends upon Bavur Zeh. Could be that the Bavur Zeh, B'shoshesh Matzu Moro Munoch Vlech, is coming Lafuke Erev Pesach. Right, the Gemara is going to say Yochel Mibod Yom, then maybe already on Erev Pesach, which is the time of the Vosak Korban Pesach, maybe that's already generates a Mitzvah Sipur. No, Bavur Zeh. That's as far as this, the Scholas Achiyu. However, as far as the Sof Zman HaChiyuv, when is the latest time, Ein Mitzvahs Sipur Tluya B'Mitzvahs Matzu Mor. So the Matzu Mor is only teaching me when is the earliest time, when's the kickoff moment for Sipur. O Dilma, perhaps, Yesh Lomar, Demihachi Alfusi Alfini B'Mitzvah Sipur Tzitzrayim Tluya Legamre B'Mitzvahs Matzu Mor, B'Zman Mitzvahs Matzu Mor. It came into Poka Matzah, Poka Minei Gam Mitzvah Sipur. So when the Mitzvah of Matzah terminates at Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so too the Mitzvah of Sipur terminates. So this is the Rav's Chakira. When would be the latest time for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim Bavur Zeh, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Ein HaPesach Nechal Elad Chatzos. Ayin Kufte Zayin Amid Beis. Rab Acha Bar Yaakov Matzo Bizman Azed Rabbono. So according to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, in our time, the mitzvah of matzah is drabbanon, and the chiyuv of Sipitis Mitzrayim is only drabbanon. That's what the Gemara establishes. Now, it would seem that the mitzvah of Sipitis Mitzrayim depends upon the mitzvah of matzah. If there's no mitzvah of matzah, b'sman hazeh, according to Rav Acha, then ipso facto, there's no mitzvah of Sipitis Mitzrayim. If there's no chovas matzah, there's no chovas sipur. So the Rav says he doesn't think that that's an adequate proof. Yeshlom dehosam hakavon de mei high timer matzah bisman esed rabbanon who didn't come hagoda bisman esed rabbanon, but it doesn't mean that hagoda is totally bound by the times for matzah. It means in our time there's no mitzvah matzah, there's no mitzvah of hagoda. It's only the rabbanon. But now he has a tosfos. Of all places, it's in Masechet Megillah, the end of the second parak of Megillah, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tosfos wants to know, can we recite Hallel after Chatzos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And Tosfos says, L'maskana, we don't have to be machmir and drive ourselves crazy to recite Hallel before Chatzos. Why? Because Hallel is only Durabbanon. And the implication of Tosfos is that if Hallel were Doraisa, then we should be Machmir and recite Hallel before Chatzos. Nira, he says, what was the Havamin of Tosfos that Hallel could be recited after Chatzos? Hu mishum da Hallel hu chelek michovas sipur. I'm sorry. What was the Havamin that Hallel should be recited no later than Chatzos? No later than Chatzos, says the Rav, because Hallel depends upon Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not a separate, independent mitzvah of Hallel. And Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim depends upon Matzah, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah terminates with Chatzos. Is Nira, therefore would seem, based on this Tosfos, that the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to Tosfos, would terminate with Chatzos. That's why Hallel would terminate with Chatzos. The Ran also in Arvei Pesachim comes to the conclusion that Ein Lomer Hallel Yachar Chatzos. It means that the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias is only up until Chatzos. So that Matzah not only determines the Tchilas Zman Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but also the Sof Zman of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now he has a proof fakert to the opposite conclusion. The story of the five Tanoim that were Mesubim in Bnei Brak, called Mesapri Mitzis Shraim, called Osal Laila. One of the five was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's explicit. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the time for Pesach, the time for Matzah, is up until but not beyond Chatzos. And yet they were Mesaprim Kol Laila. L'chora, that would prove that the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not dependent upon the zman of matzah. You can't eat the matzah after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But yet you have a mitzvah Sipur. That's why he was Mesaper b'Bnei Brak Kol Osal Laila. Which again is against the Tosfos, which we discussed about Hallel, that Hallel has to be recited according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah before Chatzos. Ah. Let me try to guess what the Rav is about to say over here. We just established that there are two names to this mitzvah. One is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the other is Haggadah. Sipur relates to the stories, the histories, the miracles, etc. Haggadah is the Talmud Torah. And that kiyum of Talmud Torah expressed itself, manifested itself in many different ways. We said that Doresh Parshas Arami Ovid Avi V'Kol Amarich V'Mosif Doresh Reza Meshubach, a format of Talmud Torah. We said that the
Ben HaChacham is asking questions about Eidus Chukim Mishpatim. Then we have to teach him Torah. We said that we should be learning Hilchas HaPesach according to Tosefta. And that's the second dimension of Talmud Torah, which is called Haggadah. Now we find Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is amongst the five Chachamim, the five Tanoim, that is involved and dedicated to CPT Yisrael throughout the entire night, until they came to tell him it's time for Shacharis in the morning. So if that be the case, if we assume that the mitzvah of CPT Mitzrayim is bound by the mitzvah of Matzah, why was he there? Maybe he was just, he's just, shall we say, making company with them. You know, it was social interaction. They didn't have a problem that we have with social interaction. So perhaps we could say the following, and I hope this is what the Rav is about to say, that there are tzvei dinim. There's one din called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Gamliel says that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is on the matzah demorah, bavur zeh, and kol shalom shlosh dvarim. You have to describe the matzah and explain the matzah, right? That we were, you know, holding the matzah because we didn't have time to bake our bread. Then there's another dimension of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is called Haggadah, Talmud Torah, learning the halachas. What were the Chachamim doing that night in Bnei Brak? Again, maybe they were quarantined. I don't know. They were in Bnei Brak. And they were doing two things. One thing they did from the time of nightfall until Chatzos, and then they put that down and picked up something else for the balance of the night. Up until Chatzos, they were involved in Sipur HaMaisa, and they were telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's Bishon Sheesh Matzah Umorah Munachim Lefanecha. But once the mitzvah of Matzah terminates with Chatzos, at that point they shifted to the second dimension of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, namely the Haggadah dimension, the Talmud Torah dimension, and they were learning the halachas throughout the night. And even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would agree that as far as the mitzvah, although the mitzvah Sipur would terminate with the mitzvah of Matzah terminating, the mitzvah Pesach, which means Chatzos, but nevertheless, the other expanded definition of Sipur is mitzvahs Leil Tesvav, and that takes you all the way till daybreak the next morning, even beyond Chatzos. And they were learning the halachas as part of Talmud Torah. Let's see if I can... If I could have anticipated what the Rav is going to say. V'nira lomar, t'be'emes, choluk din sipur, shal anisim v'neflol shal yitzis mitzrayim. T'chova sipur ze eno tluya. Ah, just the opposite. Just the opposite of what I want to say. He says that the chova of sipur anisim of yitzis mitzrayim is throughout the entire night. Eina tluya b'matzah u'morah. V'chiyuva hu b'chol leil tesvav. The entire night ad amud hashach, ad alos hashachar. K'chol mitzvah noheges b'layla. Sheik shera kol alayla. It's a Mishnah Megillah, right? Ulam. Kiyum sipur yitzias mitzrayim al yedei esek b'hilchas ha-pesach. Or at least we're on the right line. Shezeh nilma mikra demal edus hachukim mishpatim in the parasha of the Ben HaChacham kimavura b'mechilta din zeh mitlet tolui b'chiyuv matzah umorah b'chol sha'ovar zman kiyuv mitzvah halayla batel din esek b'hilchas ha-pesach darei ikara esek b'hilchas ha-pesach hu b'mitzvah halayla. Chol sha'ovar zman ha-mitzvah einod kiyum Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim be'ha'esek be'hilchas ha-pesach. Well, the Rav is right and I'm wrong. He says just the opposite. That as far as Sipur ha-maisim, that goes through the entire night. As far as esek b'torah, that terminates with Chatzos, because you no longer have the mitzvah halayla. So if you're going to learn, the laws of Korban Pesach after Chatzos, that's like learning the laws of Korban Pesach on the night of Purim. It's irrelevant. I mean, it's already after Chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the mitzvah of Pesach, you could wait for another year until you have the mitzvah of Pesach. It's already gone. Ad kan hakofa beis. Hakofa gimel is a little bit shorter, so we'll be able to hopefully fit it in, or at least part of it. The Haggadah does not mention Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason for that, he doesn't tell you exactly who he's quoting, but it's based on a Medrash. The Medrash darshins the Pasuk Ani, Ani v'lo Shliach, Ani v'lo Acher, Ein mazkirim b'sipra ha'geula ela es Hashem yisbarach. And the Medrash derives this from a Pasuk in Tehillim, Upduye Hashem yeshuvun. V'lo p'duye Elio, v'lo p'duye Melech HaMashiach, el p'duye Hashem. So ani hu Hashem, ani v'lo acher, means that in the Geula, we don't mention any people, any Gaul, any even Moshe Rabbeinu. Only p'duye Hashem. However, if you look in the Medrash and Shir Hashirim Rabbah on the Poskal Mishkavi Bal Lelos, Bikashti es Shavah Nafshi Bikashti Velo Mitzasiv Al Mishkavi Bal Lelos Ze Laila Shel Mitzrayim Bikashti es Shavah Nafshi Ze Moshe Rabbeinu Bikashti Velo Mitzasiv. So the Mefarshim explained, we're talking about Golos Mitzrayim, and Moshe was not part of Golos Mitzrayim. The Rav wants to suggest another pshat, because the Medrash says Zel Lel Shel Mitzrayim, and it means Lel HaPesach, when Klal Yisrael are sitting and reclining at the Lel HaGeula, and they are fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the person who's running the Seder wants to express his gratitude to Moshe Rabbeinu. He played such a major role. He was the Golem Shel Yisrael. And that's what the Medrash tells me in Shir HaShirim, that Klal Yisrael Bikashtiv V'lo Mitzasiv, that we don't find Moshe Rabbeinu in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because in the Geula we only mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Umi Baladav Ein Lanu Melech Goel U'Moshiach. All this is great until we open up the Rambam. Perek Zayin, Milchus Chametzu Matz, Halacha Beis. And the Rambam says, Lefi Daito Shel Ben Oviv Molamdo, Ketzad, etc., etc. Im Hoya HaBen Gadol O'Chacham, Modio Masheira Lanu B'Mitzrayim, V'Nisim Shenasu Lanu Al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says that we respond to the Ben HaChacham HaGadol by telling him that these miracles were brought about through Moshe Rabbeinu. In the Haggadah we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Rambam says we have to tell the Chacham that it was Moshe Rabbeinu who brought about these miracles. And also you could ask, why do we mention Moshe Rabbeinu only to the Ben HaChacham? What about the other three sons? And what about this Medrash that says that on this night it's Piduye Hashem Yeshuvun? We don't mention other Goalim, Anivalo Acher. No, I wish I could guess the answer to this question. Maybe the Rambam is only telling me Aloch and Hilchas Talmud Torah. The way I teach my son, who's a Chacham, is I should mention Moshe Rabbeinu. Ah, because Moshe Rabbeinu has a direct relationship to Torah. Right, he's the Nosei Torah. But when we're talking about Geula, so then we have a special halacha, Niu V'lo Acher, that we don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu. Alright, let's see. Alright, we're going to try to finish this up. Ve'anireh, Sammy, where are you? Are you with me? I mean, it's gewaldige stuff, Sammy. It's all in your schus, because you're pushing me to learn a little bit about Leil HaSeder. I owe you a tremendous debt of gratitude. I mean, this is mamish. This is chiyus. Nothing wrong with learning about Metzio, Yoredeya, a little bit Shabbos here and there, but this is very good stuff. Vanire, tihine sham b'medrashir ashirim rabba, Isa, oh, there's another piece in the Medrash there that we didn't see. It says, Kimacha avarti mehem, ache mutsasi es shava nafshi, zem Moshe. Ache evasive el beis imi, ze Sinai. Vel cheder horasi, ze ol moe. So the Medrash is darshining a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that we started with. And we're going further in the pasuk. It's not just al mishkavi bal leilos bikashti es shavah nafshi bikashti lo mitzasiv, but there's also a flip side. Shavarti ad shematzasi et shavah nafshi, and that's a reference to Moshe. Heivesiv el beis imi ze Sinai el cheder ol rasi ze ol moi. Zochteva. Venire al pia mavur. The afshe knesses Yisrael mechapeses as Moshe. The eno motzei soso belel ha-geula belel ha-pesach. Lefish ha-geula hi al yidei Hashem levado. Ali motzei says Moshe Rabbeinu b'sinai b'nesina satorah. So on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we are mesaper b'Yitzias Mitzrayim, at that point the Medrash says we don't find Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Goel here is Hashem Levada. But when we get to our Sinai, then it's all about Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Sinas HaTorah. HaTorah hi Toras Hashem. V'igam kein Toras Moshe. K'rechsiv zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Pasuk, I think, in Micha, if I'm not mistaken. Asher lefize nira levayr. My time of b'tshuva leben ha-chacham ha-rama maskiris Moshe Rabbeinu. Nire, the sipur yitzis Yisrael leben ha-chacham. Ein misaprim rak ha-sipur ha-geula levad. It's not enough to tell the chacham about the geula, the redemption. Gotta tell him about the purpose of the redemption, the ultimate goal. El misaprim lo games ha-tachlish shel yitzis Mitzrayim. Shehi b'tzeischem mitzrayim tavdunas Hashem Elokim al ha'or hazeh. That's what Moshe gets at the snap. Shu ikar atachlis shel ha'yitzia. Kidepirish Rashi al ha'posuk bavur zeh os Hashem li. Zokt Rashi bavur shakai mitzvoso. V'lachen tzorch lesaper lo bar chava es kol ma she'ira Ad Matan Torah. You have to teach your son, who's a chacham, all the events that led up to Matan Torah. It's not enough to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the tachlis and the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim? As Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu at the Sneh, Tavdunas Hashem al Har Hazeh, the Har Hazeh is Har Sinai, where you're going to receive the Torah. Umehai Taimu B'Sipur Leben HaChacham Hadinu Kideisa ba'agoda, afato emorlo kehilchas ha-pesach, v'tzorech lelamed oso gam es adinim shalel ha-pesach. U'mishum hochi dafka itzol ben ha-chocham, sheyitzias mitzrayim krucha b'yachad, im matan Torah, yesh mokom lahazkir gam es Moshe Rabbeinu. Kiriisa b'medrash hanal shebematan Torah mitzasi es shavo nafshi es Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabosa, I'm a little bit disappointed. I think it's you have to think out of the box here if you want to accept what the Rav is saying. And he's telling us that with regard to the Ben HaChacham, we have not just the mitzvah of Sipur about the Geula, but we have that expanded mitzvah of Haggadah, of Talmud Torah, of learning with him Hilchas HaPesach. And if we're learning with him Hilchas HaPesach, what we're doing is we're telling him that the ultimate goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Geula is to accept all the halachos all the Tariq mitzvahs at our Sinai. And in order to fulfill that obligation of teaching your son about all these, about the culmination of all these events that started with Yitzis Mitzrayim and ended at Matan Torah at our Sinai, we must mention Moshe Rabbeinu. Because, as we saw in the Medrash and Shir Shirim, when did we finally find Moshe Rabbeinu? We looked for him, and we didn't find him. Right? We looked for him, as the Pasuk says, Bikashtiv v'lo mitzasiv. But then it says, Matzasi eshava nafshi. The Medrash says that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Where? At our Sinai? And therefore we have to teach our children about Moshe Rabbeinu if they are chachamim, if they are gedolim, and they can appreciate that all these events of Yitzis Mitzrayim culminate in Har Sinai in order to receive the Torah, Tachas, as the Pasuk says, Tavdu Nesolkim al Ahor Hazeh, is therefore we mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the context of Ad Shematzasi Yashava Nafshi Ze Moshe Ad Sheveisiv El Beis Imi Ze Sinai. Now I'm a little bit, as I said, a little bit disappointed here, because in the formal text of the Haggadah, as we recite it, and we do mention the Ben HaChacham, there's no mention of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why in Tabal HaGadah, at least in the context of the Ben HaChacham, he should have added a footnote here about Moshe Rabbeinu. That should also be integrated into the HaGadah. But this reminds me of something else that the Rav is famous for saying. We have four cups of wine. The Yerushalmi says, Keneged Arba Lashonos Shel Geula. We don't drink a fifth cup of wine. And the fifth cup of wine is Veivesi, the fifth Lashon, which has to do with Eretz Yisrael. And the Rav used to always point out that the purpose of Yitzis Mitzrayim is not Eretz Yisrael. The purpose and the goal of Yitzis Mitzrayim is Matan Torah. And therefore we don't mention Eretz Yisrael. That he called it the destination, but not the destiny. The destiny is Har Sinai. The destination is Eretz Yisrael. But since the destiny is Har Sinai, therefore we mention Moshe Rabbeinu. So we finished three pieces, Baruch Hashem. I mean, again, it goes on. We would need a month for this. First of all, two definitions of CPT's Mitzrayim and an explanation why the second dimension is called Haggadah. The Rambam goes out of his way to say that this is called Haggadah. Then the second piece, we spoke about the possibility of having a mitzvah of CPT's Mitzrayim even after Chatzos, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And we're not bound by the mitzvah of Matzah. But that's only as far as CPT's Mitzrayim is concerned. But as far as the element of learning the halachas and learning about the matzah, that terminates according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah with Chatzos. And finally, the question of whether Moshe Rabbeinu should be mentioned on this night, and the fact that the Rambam, in his answer, his formulation of the answer to the Ben HaChacham, he mentions Moshe Rabbeinu. So those are the three pieces. Okay then?